Gerard Elmore is an Emmy-nominated writer, editor, producer, director. He's worked on television, film, and commercial projects. He's also the executive director of the Ohina Short Film Showcase that gives a leg up to local filmmakers in Hawaii. Welcome, Gerard.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, and thanks for bringing in Aaron Lau, a Sundance Institute Native Lab Fellow, UH Academy for Creative Media alum. She's written and directed award-winning shorts, which have screened in New Zealand, France, Shanghai, other places, right, Erin?
Yeah.
And she's one of the filmmakers featured in the showcase tomorrow night. Welcome to both of you.
Thanks
Thank
again.
You.
Thanks for having us.
Well, Gerard, can you just give us an overview of the landscape of short films? Who makes them and where do they screen?
Sure. You know, right now we have films that come from ACM.
Yep.
ACM.
Academy for Creative Media at UH.
Yep. And West Oahu. And then we have professional filmmakers who make it on their free time, and some raise funds to create their short films. And that's the range that's at Ohina.
Okay. What do they usually do with these works of art here, these gems, these short gems?
And that's a great question. Usually filmmakers make short films as a calling card to show people what they can make, different stories that are not so mainstream. To get themselves out there. And we're here to help them show their films.
I see. What would they normally do with them aside from Ohina? Email them to people? Or?
Yeah, you know, back in the day, that's kind of how I started. but now you have YouTube and Vimeo, but you have to create an audience. And
yes.
That's the tricky part.
So, how do you do that?
Part of it is being on this radio show and saying, hey, you know,
come
we're
to a
here,
showcase this, tomorrow night.
Right. Get the eyeballs to see this work all in one place. And then the filmmakers have to develop a following. And short films help them to build a portfolio. It's actually how I got started as a filmmaker.
Is that what you're trying to do now, Aaron?
Yes. Mm-hmm. So you sort of establish a style and the type of stories you tend to focus on.
Mm.
And then from there, you'll go on Facebook or Vimeo and you'll post these things up. And as Gerard said, a lot of the times we'll go to festivals because that's how we can actually get audiences. Otherwise, nobody's going to come to your page.
Mm,
and for a lot of filmmakers, the goal is once you've built this portfolio, you can start to work towards a feature and really start to like boost your career forward.
Uh-huh. Well, what's cool is you've kind of followed a pathway that actually exists in Hawaii for, you know, aspiring filmmakers. Where did it start for you, Erin?
Actually, when I was in high school, I saw my first high-quality local short called Stones by Tai Songa. Mm. And it had a profound effect on me because I guess I had never thought I could make a story about home or something relevant to our community here, and it could be of great quality and affect people around the world. And it just kind of was shocking. And from there, I decided I want to do that. And so I decided I would pursue filmmaking in college. I went to UH. I've got my degree in creative media there, and now I'm doing my master's at Chapman. And like the people I've met here in Hawaii, including Gerard, who was one of my professors, have really supported me into telling stories about here and who I am. And I think that helps empower our community by getting to share who we are and where we come from.
Was there something about the Academy for Creative Media, ACM, that helped you to focus? Because that is a hard thing to do as a filmmaker, right? What's special about me?
Mm-hmm. So, especially in this industry that's so competitive and you've got film students across the globe, you have to ask yourself, what sets me apart? And here in Hawaii, we have such unique experiences with our melting pot community to our culture. And so I just needed to step back and ask myself, who am I? What matters to me? And try to put that on the screen.
What have your films been about? Just quick synopses.
So a few different films. Little Girl's War Cry played at Ohina, and that focused on domestic violence against women and children, which is a prevalent issue in Pacific communities. One of my past films, Day Pass, focused on a Japanese-American family and a brother and sister bonding after she gets put in a rehab institute. And so a little bit of it is it's still very personal stories about relationships and struggle, but put in the context of Hawaii and how our differences kind of add into that culture on the top.
Wow. Gee, that is a different spin on it, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Gee, you've been doing this now for about 17 years, Gerard. Over that span of time, how have these, like, these first glimpses so intimately into people's lives? Because you can make a, it's kind of doable, right, to make a short film. So you would think people would try things in this arena.
Yeah. And that's actually kind of the theme this year. The theme is tell your story, because I firmly believe everyone has a story to tell. And our stories in Hawaii are very unique. Just sometimes people don't have the resources or the capability to put that film together. So I like to think that there might be someone walking down the street that has the next blockbuster in their brain, but they just never picked up a camera or had the chance to make a film. And that's part of what Ohina is about, which is giving that venue, giving that voice to people.
How easy can it be? I mean, is this, we're talking phone shot video? And
well, it's actually very doable. We went to Lana Kila Pacific, and the clients there have special needs. And we went there, and we created short films. Ah. And they never picked up a camera. They've never made a story, never done anything. And they were able to create their own films. They had their own ideas. They created their own films.
And their perspective, that's what I want to see.
And I firmly believe anyone can do it. It's just, it's always comes down to what's the long journey of a filmmaker is having what's in your brain translated to screen. That's what takes years and honing your craft, and that takes a long time.
I just love how Ohina is taken into these, getting into the incubation business a little here. Tell us quickly about the writer's workshop you've got this time around.
Yeah, it's very exciting. It's the first time we're ever doing it. We have Joe Robert Cole coming. He's actually one of the writers from Marvel's Black Panther.
Ooh.
Yeah, and he's a very hot writer right now, and that's a very hot movie that's coming out. He's actually coming down. He's seen all the films from the Ohina selected shorts, and he's going to be working one-on-one on with certain filmmakers to help create their next short films. It's the first time we're ever doing it, and then Ohina's going to pick one to help produce. Hawaii Camera and certain sponsors are coming to sort of pitch in to help make that happen.
I'm so proud of the growth of the Ohina Film Festival, and I just have to do shout-outs. I hope people will check the sponsor page of your website, because these people deserve a pat on the back, that's for sure.
Yeah.
So we're going to see some terrific films on tomorrow night?
The judges say they're fantastic. You know, Terry Hunter did a great little piece and reviewed them all and said there's not a weak link.
Oh, no and, kidding. Where can we see some previews?
If you go on our website, there's a little synopsis and things like that. There's not really any previews because they're short films. But, like I said, Terry said they're fantastic. I actually try not to see them, but I think they're going to be really good.
All right. These two here are writers, editors, producers, and directors all in one. Aaron Lau and Gerard Elmore. With news about the 2017 Ohina Short Film Showcase. It's happening tomorrow night, 7 p.m. at Hawaii Theater. See you there.
Thanks for having us.